The Kingston Frontenac Public Library is now providing free menstrual products in all public washrooms across their branches. KFPL aims to contribute to menstrual equity by ensuring free pads and tampons are easily accessible to everyone. In their release, they also let people know that these products will be readily available in both the women's and men's washrooms, which was, quote, a deliberate choice, ensuring anyone can easily access them for personal use or to support partners, family members, and friends, end quote. Along with this step, on December 6th, they will also host a virtual session, How to Talk to Kids About Periods, in collaboration with the Period Purse, a Toronto-based charity dedicated to achieving menstrual equity. I sat down with Kristen LeMay with KFPL to chat about this project and their collaboration with the Period Purse.
I was wondering if you'd like to introduce yourself and your role with the Kingston Frontenac Public Library.
Thank you very much. My name is Kristen LeMay, and I'm the Manager of Branches and Collections at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And we're mostly talking about today how KFPL has started to provide free menstrual products in all of your public washrooms across all of your branches. I was wondering, to start us off, if you could speak a bit to this need in Canada.
Certainly. So 1 in 5 Canadians who menstruate struggle to afford menstrual products for themselves or dependents, and have been forced to ration products because they can't afford more. In fact, there was a study conducted by Plan International Canada that showed that 63% of women and girls have regularly or occasionally missed an activity because of their period and concerns about not being able to access menstrual hygiene products or proper facilities. And this is something that we don't often talk about because of the perceived stigma.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was wondering how public libraries are well positioned to address this need.
Public libraries are great places to find information and connect with the community. People of all ages from different socioeconomic backgrounds come through our doors every day. For some, they may not have access to the products they need at home or at work. And if they're already coming to the library, this is a convenient place for them to access what they need.
I was wondering how long this project has been in the works for KFPL.
We started a pilot project at the Central Branch in December 2020, and then based on the success, we expanded this program to all 16 branches.
Oh, awesome. Good stuff. Okay. And I was wondering how this project was brought to fruition, like the team behind it, perhaps like where you got the funding for it.
Right. So in terms of how this project all began, during COVID, we were really taking a look at how we can best support the community. And this was something that came out of that conversation. We started out by having the products behind the desk, but then we realized that it was a barrier for people because they had to come up and ask staff for the products. So then we moved them to the washrooms so that patrons could access the products independently. And we decided that this was an important initiative. Menstrual products, they're a necessity, not a luxury. And this is why the initiative was expanded to all of our branches. And it seems like there is building awareness in the community that these resources are available at the library, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Sort of paired with this announcement, you shared an upcoming event for KFPL. I was wondering if you could speak a bit about on December 6th, How to Talk to Kids About Periods, and also speak a little bit about how the Period Purse got involved with this event.
Right. Our children's services librarian connected with a guest speaker from the Period Purse when she was attending a webinar about library services for children and youth. So the upcoming event will cover information about periods, reusable period products, and how to find the words to talk about a subject that may be uncomfortable for some caregivers. 83% of young Canadian menstruators experience shame, and 1 in 3 don't feel prepared for their first period. Caregivers can help alleviate these feelings by talking about periods, and this workshop will help give caregivers the language to do so. And anyone who is interested in attending this free program can visit our website at www.kfpl.ca to learn more and to register.
Once again, that was Kristen LeMay on KFPL's introduction of free menstrual products across all of their washrooms. The virtual presentation, How to Talk to Kids About Periods, will be conducted in real time using Google Meets, starting at 6:30 p.m., and registration is required. You can register at calendar.kfpl.ca.